सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रिंस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड जी गोधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। न्यू नवद्वीप धाम की जय। न्यू नवद्वीप धाम की जय। समवेत तो भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडी। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडी। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली बॉडी। थैंक यू वेरी मच।
चित्रानंद महाराज चिकन सीधा दस साल नमान वाले चित्रानंद महाराज फिर इनका नहीं है। सो आई थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर पार्टिसिपेटिंग इन दिस संकीर्तन मूवमेंट। हरे नाम इव केवलम कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिरन्न था। दिस इज ए वर्स फ्रॉम वैदिक स्क्रिप्चर वेयर नारदीय पुराण दैट इन दिस एज इफ यू वांट टू रियलाइज योर सेल्फ then the simplest process is to chant this Hare Krishna mantra. It has got so transcendental power that simply by participating in this chanting process, gradually you will come to the highest stage of transcendental position. How it happens, that is also described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Chinnatam satatha krishna punnasramana kirtana riddantastha avadrani vidhunati suhisvatam. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is present before you in three features. Simply, you have to make your senses perfect to perceive it. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a person like you, like me. Just like we are facing each other. Similarly, when you are spiritually perfect, you will be able to see Krishna exactly like face to face. Krishna is not in person. He is impersonal. He is present in three features. By his personal features, by his impersonal features, and his localized feature. By his personal feature, he is always present in his abode, known as Krishna Loka or Vaikuntha Loka in the spiritual sky. And by his impersonal feature, he is present as impersonal Brahma effulgence. In finding the Bhagavad Gita also, Brahmano Aham Pratishtha. I am the source of Brahma Upalyans. Brahmano Aham Pratishtha. Similarly, in the Brahma Samhita, it is stated, Yasa Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koti Suasesa Vasudhadi Vibhuti Vinnam Tad Brahma Niskalamanantam Asesa Bhutam Govindam Adipurusam Tamang Vajang Govinda Krishna. He has got a rays from his body, just like he sees the sunshine. The sunshine is the rays of the body of the sun god that you are seeing every day. You can see only the sun glow. But if you have got power, as you are trying to go to the moon planet, similarly, if someday if you get such scientific power and you can go through the sun planet, then you can see the sun god. It is not imagination, it is a fact. Just like in every planet, there is a predominating man. Take for example, in this planet, the President of the United States is a predominating personality. Similarly, in every planet there is a predominating personality. And the predominating personality in the sun globe is called Vivasham. The name is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Imam Vivasate Yogam Pratyavan Aham Abhyam. Krishna says that first of all, I spoke this Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Yoga, Imani Yogam, to the sun god Vivasham. The name is there, just like your president's name is Mr. Johnson or Nishan. Yes. Hare Krishna. Similarly, in every planet, there is a president. And this president is called Vivasyan. Vivasyan Manave Paha. And Vivasyan spoke this yoga system to his son, Mano. The present Mano is present. The father of the mankind is called Mano. From Mano, this word has come, man or manushya. The Vivasyan Manavipraha. Mano Ikhaka Vibravit. And Mano spoke to his son, Ikhaku. Evang parampara praptam. In this way, by disciplic succession, either from the father to the son, or from the spiritual master to the disciple. This knowledge is coming. Just like you know your forefather's name. Suppose the grandfather of your grandfather. How do you know? By the parampara system. Your grandfather's grandfather, was known to his son, then his son, then his son, then his son, then your father, then you. You cannot know directly. You have to know by this step. Similarly, you have to know the previous personalities by this parampara, this association. You cannot speculate how is your grandfather his grandfather. You have to hear from your father or grandfather. That is the process. Similarly, you cannot imagine what is God. You have to hear from the disciple's successor who is coming from God. then we'll understand what is God. So that is the personal understanding of God. Then impersonal understanding of God. Just Brahma. Sarvam Khaludam Brahma. Everything is standing on Brahma. Just like materially to understand everything in the material manifestation that is depending on the sunshine. The trees, as soon as there is sunshine, there is green foliage. As soon as there is no sunshine, there is no leaves, no greenness. So everything is depending on sunshine. The sunshine is also depending on Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the original cause of all causes. That is Krishna realization. You can realize him personally, you can realize him impersonally, and you can realize him localized. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. Arjuna, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated, localized in every one's heart. Just like the sun globe is there, and the sun globe's effulgence is the impersonal representation of the sun god. And suppose there are 5 millions of people standing in the sunshine, and everyone will see the sun is above his head. That is localized. You go 5,000 miles away and ask your friend, here, where is the sun? Your friend will say that it is on my head, and you will also see it is on your head. As it is materially possible, why not spiritually? So spiritually, Krishna is within your heart. Simply, you have to realize it. How you can realize it? That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sinnatang satatha Krishna punnasamana kirtan. If you chant this Hare Krishna mantra, even if you do not realize, simply if you come here and chant and dance, punna savana kirtan, because you are chanting and hearing, you are getting piousness, you are becoming purified, simply by joining. This temple is situated just to give you facility for your purification. Why don't you take advantage? I am very glad that you have all come. And it will be further our enjoyment and pleasure. If you come and join, please come here. Join here. We have got very nice arrangement. We apply prasadam. We have got dancing, we have got chanting. Why you should deny it? And if you join us, then gradually you realize what you are, what is God, what is this world, what is your relationship, then your life becomes successful. You will not be confused. You'll understand what is real life. Simply, by the spell of the material qualities, you have become covered. But if you come here, if you hear and chant, then gradually Krishna is within you. He is sitting within your heart as a friend, not as an enemy. Krishna is always your friend. Sridham sarvabhutana. You are searching out friends to talk with, to go with, to love. Krishna is sitting there for that purpose. If you love Krishna, if you make friendship with Krishna, If you love Krishna, then your life will be successful. You will have not, haven't got to search out any other friend. The friend is already there. Either you are a boy or a girl, you'll find a nice friend within yourself. That is yoga system. When you realize this friend, that this friend is so nice, as soon as you become little inclined to hear about him, sinnatan sakatha, about Krishna, not any other nonsense talks, simply about Krishna. Then Krishna will be so pleased, he's with you. Sinnatan sakatha Krishna, punnasavana kirtana, riddantasya. Rit means heart, antastha. Antastha means he is sitting within your heart. So, Riddhantastha Avadrani, we cannot see Krishna, we cannot realize Krishna, he is sitting within my heart, due to my contamination, Avadrani. We have contaminated ourselves with so many material desires. That is contamination. Krishna consciousness is pure, just like you take the sea water, it is pure. But as soon as it touches the land, it becomes impure, cloudy, muddy. Similarly, your consciousness, because you are part and parcel of Krishna, is as clear as Krishna. But due to this contamination of this material world, you have contacted the muddy things of three qualities: ignorance, passion, and goodness. So, if you hear about Krishna, these muddy things will be precipitated and they will be separate. Then, gradually, as they proportionately, as you clear these muddy qualities of material nature, you come to pure consciousness. First of all, you come to the goodness of consciousness. When you come to the goodness of consciousness, then you become a Brahmana. What is the quality of Brahmana? Satta, Sama, Dhamma, Titiksa, Harjava, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Astikam, Brahma Karma Sabhava. You come to the Brahminical position or state, then you will be truthful. First thing is truthful. Satyam, Samam, self-control. Damam, the senses are controlled. Mind is controlled. We are practically dimmed by the uncontrolled mind and uncontrolled senses. So when you come to the Brahminical position, then your senses become controlled, your mind become controlled, just like our students, all our students, how they are controlling. They are also born in your country. They are also Americans. None of my students are Indian. But how they are controlling illicit sex life, how they are controlling not to drink, not to take any intoxicants, how they are controlling not to take part in gambling, no illicit sex, no meat eating. You are born eating meat. How they have given up? Because they have come to the stage of this Brahminical understanding. Satta, Sama, Dhamma. Titiksha. Titiksha means tolerance. Suppose any one of my students who has practiced to all this help, and by my word, if they have given up, they may be feeling some inconvenience, still they tolerate. That should be done. Tolerant. Titiksha. Arjava. Simplicity. They are taken. my word. By simple faith. Simplicity. Arjava. Saralata. Then jnana. Then their understanding. What is Krishna consciousness? Vijnanam. They are applying in practical life. Astikam. They are believing in the sastras, in the Vedic literature. Brahmakam, Sabhavajam. This is the nature of a Brahmin. Therefore, as soon as I see, I give him the sacred tree. Yes. You are now recognized. Brahman. Then from this Brahmana state, you have to become a Vaishnava. That is transcendental state. Oh. But simply by hearing. This chanting and hearing will raise you higher and higher stages of life. Nityanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Nasta prayasu avadreshu. By this process, when your contamination will be almost clear, not completely clear, almost clear. Completely clear is not possible because we are in this material world, we have got this material body. But Bhagavad says, even it is not completely cured, almost cured. Nityanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityang means daily, regularly. Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavata means in relationship with Bhagavan, Krishna. So these wires are engaged in reading Bhagavatam, in reading Bhagavad Gita and other literatures which give them knowledge about Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Bhagavata means the devotee. They have accepted the spiritual master as a good devotee, so they are serving Bhagavata Sivaya. Then by this process, he becomes fixed up in the transcendental loving service of God. In this way, evam prasanna manaso. By this way, he becomes jolly, because jolliness is my original consciousness. But due to my material contamination, I am not jolly, I am morose, I am full of anxiety. So as soon as you become free from this material contamination, evam prasanna manaso, bhagavad bhakti yogata, how you can become such happy mood. Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata. Why the Bhakti Yogata? Evang prasanna manaso Bhagavad Bhakti Yogata Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam. Mukta Sangha Sajayat. Bhagavad Tattva, this is a science to understand God. Just like you have got different departmental sciences to understand perfectly a subject matter. Similarly, this Bhagavad Tattva, this truth of God, you can understand by practicing this Bhakti Yoga. And you become jolly. Yes. This is practical. So, this is a great science. This is a great science. Don't be confused and frustrated. Take this. Take this. It is very easy. You come to this temple and chant and dance and take prasadam and be jolly and be happy. Thank you very much. That's all. Hare. Now chant again. Oh,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.